This is the brief on custom Australian healthcare software development. You know, while Australian healthcare is moving forward, clinic operations often lag behind, dragging along on disconnected, outdated systems. It's literally like driving a high-performance vehicle while stuck in first gear. The potential for great care is absolutely there, but systemic friction is just slowing everything down. Luckily, this guide shows us how to solve that operational friction without needing a massive day one overhaul. First, start small. Don't rebuild the whole shebang at once. Just identify the single area causing the most friction, like appointment scheduling, and fix that. Custom software really steps in here when off-the-shelf tools fail. Think of it like untangling a massive knot. You don't cut the whole rope, you just find the loosest string and start pulling there. Second, conversations matter way more than code. Development has to prioritize understanding day-to-day workflows and staff challenges rather than just tacking on flashy features. Systems are built and tested in small stages to ensure they're actually easy to use. I mean, what good is a cutting-edge, feature-packed system if the clinic staff actually hate using it? Poor user adoption is a primary reason software fails. Finally, we've got to face the tech and regulatory realities. Cloud infrastructure and APIs absolutely must flawlessly connect systems, but they have to do so under the umbrella of strict Australian data security and compliance. Sure, custom solutions require a bigger upfront cost, but failing to meet Australian data privacy compliance or building an unscalable system, that's going to cost you so much more in the long run. Ultimately, upgrading healthcare tech isn't about building a flashy final product, but creating a secure, evolving tool that makes day-to-day workflows actually make sense.